Markus pasal 6.
Kemudian Yesus berangkat dari situ dan tiba di tempat asalnya, sedang murid-muridnya mengikuti dia.
Chapter 6. And he went out from thence and came into his own country, and his disciples follow him.
Pada hari Sabat, ia mulai mengajar di rumah ibadat, dan jemaat yang besar takjub ketika mendengar dia. Dan mereka berkata,
"Dari mana diperolehnya semuanya itu? Hikmat apa pulakah yang diberikan kepadanya? Dan mujizat-mujizat yang demikian bagaimanakah dapat diadakan oleh tangannya?"
When the Sabbath day was come, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many hearing him were astonished, saying, "From whence hath this man these things? And what wisdom is this which is given unto him, that even such mighty works are wrought by his hands?"
Bukankah ia ini tukang kayu, anak Maria, saudara Yakubus, Yoses, Yudas dan Simon? Dan bukankah saudara-saudaranya yang perempuan ada bersama kita?
Lalu mereka kecewa dan menolak dia.
Is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary, the brother of James and Joses and of Judah and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us? And they were offended at him.
Maka Yesus berkata kepada mereka,
"Seorang nabi dihormati di mana-mana kecuali di tempat asalnya sendiri, di antara kaum keluarganya dan di rumahnya."
But Jesus said unto them, "A prophet is not without honor, but in his own country, and among his own kin, and in his own house."
Ia tidak dapat mengadakan satu mukjizat pun di sana, kecuali menyembuhkan beberapa orang sakit dengan meletakkan tangannya atas mereka.
And he could there do no mighty work, save that he laid his hands upon a few sick folk and healed them.
Ia merasa heran atas ketidakpercayaan mereka. Lalu Yesus berjalan keliling dari desa ke desa sambil mengajar.
And he marveled because of their unbelief, and he went round about the villages teaching.
Ia memanggil ke-12 murid itu dan mengutus mereka berdua-dua. Ia memberi mereka kuasa atas roh-roh jahat.
And he called unto him the 12 and began to send them forth by 2 and 2, and gave them power over unclean spirits.
Dan berpesan kepada mereka supaya jangan membawa apa-apa dalam perjalanan mereka kecuali tongkat. Roti pun jangan, bekal pun jangan, uang dalam ikat pinggang pun jangan.
And commanded them that they should take nothing for their journey save a staff only, no scrip, no bread, no money in their purse.
Boleh memakai alas kaki, tetapi jangan memakai 2 baju.
But be shod with sandals, and not put on 2 coats.
Katanya selanjutnya kepada mereka,
"Kalau di suatu tempat, kamu sudah diterima dalam suatu rumah, tinggallah di situ sampai kamu berangkat dari tempat itu."
And he said unto them, "In what place soever ye enter into an house, there abide till ye depart from that place."
Dan kalau ada suatu tempat yang tidak mau menerima kamu, dan kalau mereka tidak mau mendengarkan kamu, keluarlah dari situ dan kebaskanlah debu yang di kakimu sebagai peringatan bagi mereka.
Whosoever shall not receive you nor hear you when ye depart thence, shake off the dust under your feet for a testimony against them. Verily I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city.
Lalu pergilah mereka memberitakan bahwa orang harus bertobat.
And they went out and preached that men should repent.
Dan mereka mengusir banyak setan dan mengoles banyak orang sakit dengan minyak dan menyembuhkan mereka.
They cast out many devils and anointed with oil many that were sick and healed them.
Raja Herodes juga mendengar tentang Yesus, sebab namanya sudah terkenal, dan orang mengatakan,
"Yohanes Pembaptis sudah bangkit dari antara orang mati, dan itulah sebabnya kuasa-kuasa itu bekerja di dalam dia.
And King Herod heard of him, for his name was spread abroad. And he said that John the Baptist was risen from the dead, and therefore mighty works did shew forth themselves in him.
Yang lain mengatakan,
dia itu Elia.
Yang lain lagi mengatakan,
dia itu seorang nabi, sama seperti nabi-nabi yang dahulu.
Others said that it is Elias, and others said that it is a prophet, or as one of the prophets.
Waktu Herodes mendengar hal itu, ia berkata,
bukan, dia itu Yohanes yang sudah kupenggal kepalanya, dan yang bangkit lagi.
But when Herod heard thereof, he said, it is John whom I beheaded, he is risen from the dead.
Sebab memang Herodeslah yang menyuruh orang menangkap Yohanes dan membelenggunya di penjara, berhubung dengan peristiwa Herodias, istri Filipus saudaranya, karena Herodes telah mengambilnya sebagai istri.
For Herod himself had sent forth and laid hold upon John and bound him in prison for Herodias' sake, his brother Philip's wife, for he had married her.
Karena Yohanes pernah menegur Herodes,
tidak halal engkau mengambil istri saudaramu.
For John had said unto Herod, it is not lawful for thee to have thy brother's wife.
Karena itu, Herodias menaruh dendam pada Yohanes dan bermaksud untuk membunuh dia, tetapi tidak dapat.
Therefore Herodias had a quarrel against him and would have killed him, but she could not.
Sebab Herodes segan akan Yohanes, karena ia tahu bahwa Yohanes adalah orang yang benar dan suci, jadi ia melindunginya. Tetapi apabila ia mendengarkan Yohanes, hatinya selalu terombang-ambing. Namun, ia merasa senang juga mendengarkan dia.
For Herod feared John, knowing that he was a just man and an holy, and observed him. And when he heard him, he did many things and heard him gladly.
Akhirnya tiba juga kesempatan yang baik bagi Herodias. Ketika Herodes pada hari ulang tahunnya mengadakan perjamuan untuk pembesar-pembesarnya, perwira-perwiranya, dan orang-orang terkemuka di Galilea.
And when a convenient day was come that Herod on his birthday made a supper to his lords, high captains, and chief estates of Galilee.
Pada waktu itu, anak perempuan Herodias tampil lalu menari, dan ia menyukakan hati Herodes dan tamu-tamunya. Raja berkata kepada gadis itu,
minta daripadaku apa saja yang kau ingini, maka akan kuberikan kepadamu.
And when the daughter of the said Herodias came in and danced and pleased Herod and them that sat with him, the king said unto the damsel, ask of me whatsoever thou wilt, and I will give it thee.
Lalu bersumpah kepadanya,
apa saja yang kau minta akan kuberikan kepadamu, sekalipun setengah dari kerajaanku.
And he swore unto her, whatsoever thou shalt ask of me, I will give it thee, unto the half of my kingdom.
Anak itu pergi dan menanyakan ibunya,
apa yang harus kuminta?
Jawabnya,
kepala Yohanes Pembaptis.
And she went forth and said unto her mother, what shall I ask? And she said, the head of John the Baptist.
Maka cepat-cepat ia pergi kepada raja dan meminta,
aku mau supaya sekarang juga engkau berikan kepadaku kepala Yohanes Pembaptis di sebuah talang.
And she came in straightway with haste unto the king and asked, saying, I will that thou give me by and by in a charger the head of John the Baptist.
Lalu, sangat sedihlah hati raja. Tetapi karena sumpahnya dan karena tamu-tamunya, ia tidak mau menolaknya.
And the king was exceeding sorry. Yet for his oath's sake and for their sakes which sat with him, he would not reject her.
Raja segera menyuruh seorang pengawal dengan perintah supaya mengambil kepala Yohanes. Orang itu pergi dan memenggal kepala Yohanes di penjara.
And immediately the king sent an executioner and commanded his head to be brought. And he went and beheaded him in the...
Ia membawa kepala itu di sebuah talam, dan memberikannya kepada gadis itu. Dan gadis itu memberikannya pula kepada ibunya.
Prison and brought his head in a charger and gave it to the damsel, and the damsel gave it to her mother.
Ketika murid-murid Yohanes mendengar hal itu, mereka datang dan mengambil mayatnya, lalu membaringkannya dalam kuburan.
And when his disciples heard of it, they came and took up his corpse and laid it in a tomb.
Kemudian rasul-rasul itu kembali berkumpul dengan Yesus dan memberitahukan kepadanya semua yang mereka kerjakan dan ajarkan.
And the apostles gathered themselves together unto Jesus and told him all things, both what they had done and what they had taught.
Lalu ia berkata kepada mereka,
marilah ke tempat yang sunyi, supaya kita sendirian dan beristirahatlah seketika.
Sebab memang begitu banyaknya orang yang datang dan yang pergi, sehingga makan pun mereka tidak sempat.
And he said unto them, come ye yourselves apart into a desert place, and rest a while. For there were many coming and going, and they had no leisure so much as to eat.
Maka berangkatlah mereka untuk mengasingkan diri dengan perahu ke tempat yang sunyi.
And they departed into a desert place by ship privately.
Tetapi pada waktu mereka bertolak, banyak orang melihat mereka dan mengetahui tujuan mereka. Dengan mengambil jalan darat, segeralah datang orang dari semua kota ke tempat itu sehingga mendahului mereka.
And the people saw them departing, and many knew him, and ran afoot thither out of all cities, and outwent them, and came together unto him.
Ketika Yesus mendarat, ia melihat sejumlah besar orang banyak. Maka tergeraklah hatinya oleh belas kasihan kepada mereka, karena mereka seperti domba yang tidak mempunyai gembala. Lalu mulailah ia mengajarkan banyak hal kepada mereka.
And Jesus, when he came out, saw much people and was moved with compassion toward them, because they were as sheep not having a shepherd, and he began to teach them many things.
Pada waktu hari sudah mulai malam, datanglah murid-muridnya kepadanya dan berkata,
tempat ini sunyi dan hari sudah mulai malam.
And when the day was now far spent, his disciples came unto him and said, this is a desert place, and now the time is far past.
Suruhlah mereka pergi, supaya mereka dapat membeli makanan di desa-desa dan di kampung-kampung di sekitar ini.
Send them away, that they may go into the country round about, and into the villages, and buy themselves bread, for they have nothing to eat.
Tetapi jawabnya,
kamu harus memberi mereka makan.
Kata mereka kepadanya,
jadi, haruskah kami membeli roti seharga 200 dinar, untuk memberi mereka makan?
He answered and said unto them, give ye them to eat. And they said unto him, shall we go and buy 200 penny worth of bread and give them to eat?
Tetapi ia berkata kepada mereka,
berapa banyak roti yang ada padamu? Cobalah periksa.
Sesudah memeriksanya, mereka berkata,
5 roti dan 2 ikan.
And he saith unto them, how many loaves have ye? Go and see. And when they knew, they say, 5 and 2 fishes.
Lalu ia menyuruh orang-orang itu supaya semua duduk berkelompok-kelompok di atas rumput hijau.
And he commanded them to make all sit down by companies upon the green grass.
Maka duduklah mereka berkelompok-kelompok, ada yang 100, ada yang 50 orang.
And they sat down in ranks by hundreds and by fifties.
Dan setelah ia mengambil 5 roti dan 2 ikan itu, ia menengadah ke langit dan mengucap berkat, lalu memecah-mecahkan roti itu dan memberikannya kepada murid-muridnya, supaya dibagi-bagikan kepada orang-orang itu. Begitu juga 2 ikan itu dibagi-bagikannya kepada semua mereka.
And when he had taken the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, he looked up to heaven, and blessed and brake the loaves, and gave them to his disciples to set before them, and the two fishes divided he among them all.
Dan mereka semuanya makan sampai kenyang.
And they did all eat and were filled.
Kemudian orang mengumpulkan potongan-potongan roti 12 bakul penuh, selain daripada sisa-sisa ikan.
And they took up 12 baskets full of the fragments and of the fishes.
Yang ikut makan roti itu ada 5,000 orang laki-laki.
And they that did eat of the loaves were about 5,000 men.
Sesudah itu, Yesus segera memerintahkan murid-muridnya naik ke perahu dan berangkat lebih dulu ke seberang, ke Betsaida. Sementara itu, ia menyuruh orang banyak pulang.
And straightway he constrained his disciples to get into the ship and to go to the other side before unto Bethsaida, while he sent away the people.
Setelah ia berpisah dari mereka, ia pergi ke bukit untuk berdoa.
And when he had sent them away, he departed into a mountain to pray.
Ketika hari sudah malam, perahu itu sudah di tengah danau, sedang Yesus tinggal sendirian di darat.
And when even was come, the ship was in the midst of the sea, and he alone on the land.
Ketika ia melihat betapa payahnya mereka mendayung karena angin sakal, maka kira-kira jam 3 malam, ia datang kepada mereka berjalan di atas air, dan ia hendak melewati mereka.
And he saw them toiling and rowing, for the wind was contrary unto them. And about the fourth watch of the night he cometh unto them, walking upon the sea, and would have passed by them.
Ketika mereka melihat dia berjalan di atas air, mereka mengira bahwa ia adalah hantu. Lalu mereka berteriak-teriak.
But when they saw him walking upon the sea, they supposed it had been a spirit and cried out.
Sebab mereka semua melihat dia, dan mereka pun sangat terkejut. Tetapi segera ia berkata kepada mereka,
"Tenanglah, aku ini, jangan takut."
For they all saw him and were troubled, and immediately he talked with them, and saith unto them, "Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid."
Lalu ia naik ke perahu mendapatkan mereka, dan angin pun redalah. Mereka sangat tercengang dan bingung.
And he went up unto them into the ship, and the wind ceased, and they were sore amazed in themselves beyond measure, and wondered.
Sebab sesudah peristiwa roti itu, mereka belum juga mengerti, dan hati mereka tetap degil.
For they considered not the miracle of the loaves, for their heart was hardened.
Setibanya di seberang, Yesus dan murid-muridnya mendarat di Genesaret dan berlabuh di situ.
When they had passed over, they came into the land of Genesaret and drew to the shore.
Ketika mereka keluar dari perahu, orang segera mengenal Yesus.
And when they were come out of the ship, straightway they knew him.
Maka berlari-larilah mereka ke seluruh daerah itu dan mulai mengusung orang-orang sakit di atas tilamnya kepada Yesus, di mana saja kabarnya ia berada.
And ran through that whole region round about, and began to carry about in beds those that were sick, where they heard he was.
Kemanapun ia pergi, ke desa-desa, ke kota-kota, atau ke kampung-kampung, orang meletakkan orang-orang sakit di pasar, dan memohon kepadanya, supaya mereka diperkenankan hanya menjamah jumbai jubahnya saja. Dan semua orang yang menjamahnya menjadi sembuh.
And whithersoever he entered into villages or cities or country, they laid the sick in the streets and besought him that they might touch of it were but the border of his garment, and as many as touched him were made whole.